How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
A Tale of Two Hygienists presents this week's Tipisode, quick and easy tips to keep you up to date and presented by the experts in the profession. Now, get ready for your unofficial Tipisode.
Welcome back, everyone, to a special episode of A Tale of Two Hygienists. We have some big news on this episode. This is, I think it's going to shock a lot. It's going to shock the world.
The world.
The whole world cares intimately about this podcast.
I think that. I believe that in my soul.
So, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, the news is that I am going to be stepping away from the podcast. So you will be hearing, hopefully not as that gravelly voice that you're hearing right now coming out of Andrew's face, but you will not be hearing my voice on the podcast kind of starting from now.
Yeah. I think we have a couple more episodes that are banked that that you definitely did. And those will come out in February. But yeah, I mean, essentially intros, outros, you know, we're going to be kind of undergoing a little bit of some changes and rebranding and all of that. And I will say that I'm sure the listeners right now are feeling the same that I'm feeling is this sucks. This sucks a whole lot. There's, you know, it's been a good long run for these last, you know, 7 years.
I can't believe it's been 7 years, but it has been. And I'm actually ready to like have other things to do and not be podcasting at God knows what time of the day and trying to work full-time jobs and have other things and try to podcast. But on the flip side of that coin, I love having a front row seat to all of the information in our industry. And yeah, it's gonna be a little hard, but I'm also kind of just ready. We've already seen me get burnt out a few times and leave for a few months and come back, and so I think it's just been building for me to kind of step away.
I think one of the things that the listeners don't really understand is because I think most podcasters don't take it nearly as serious as we do, right? I think you know they jump on and they don't care if the audio quality is the best. They're just like, all right, let's get on Zoom, hit record. We'll talk about whatever. We'll do it, right? And that's just not your MO. It never has been. And so the time that it was taking for you, and it wasn't even like just the recording of an episode. It was the recording of an episode, lining up guests, figuring out, you know, multiple guest time, back and forth emails, coordinating with Brittany, who works with us, coordinating with me on my time, doing the intros separate from that, doing all of the social media, which in and of itself was a full-time job just about.
That's the truth.
Content planning for that social media. I mean, there was just so many hours that go into it for how we chose to do this podcast.
Yeah, we chose it.
Oh, we definitely did. I mean, but I think that's why, you know, we're, you know, lucky to have as many listeners, you know, tuning in as we do is because of all those efforts that you put in. But you're right. It's time. It's time to take a break.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will be, I'm excited for all the potential that this podcast still has. There are so many amazing guests that still reach out to us. People, companies, like it blows my mind that, well, I say it blows my mind that we have so many listeners. And then on the flip side, it blows my mind that people haven't heard of the podcast.
Yeah, that happens.
I actually just got that on social media because I shared the pregnancy podcast that we just did, you know, treating your pregnant patients in a forum that was talking about pregnant patients. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know about this podcast. I'm like, yeah, me either. But yeah. At the same time, I'm like, when people are like, oh my God, I've listened to your podcast for years. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy to me.
They're like, that. Do you remember that one time when you said this? And I'm like,
no, I don't remember that yesterday.
One. Yeah. But you also have, you know, there's a lot of really good things that you've been working on the last couple of years anyway. You're not stepping away from dentistry. You're not doing any of those things. It's just, you know, you're moving into a different couple of projects also.
Well, and I think if you've been listening for since the beginning, you've kind of seen the, I don't want to say evolution of my career, but just the things that I've done, and it has changed. You know, I went from full-time clinical to working in corporate to starting this podcast with you to leaving Tepe, that was like my mothership for so many years, to kind of being freelance and getting a job with Mouthwatch, to starting this Level Up Infection Prevention, you know, and getting my certification in infection control and really diving into that and away from implant maintenance and perio, which is kind of where I started with you. You and I had some of our best arguments around perio. And, you know, it's just been an evolution. And now I'm a nomad. I'm traveling the country. I'm still working with Mouthwatch. I have this infection control company. I am wanting to practice. I got my license here in Colorado and Utah, and I'll get it in each state that I go to. And I mean, the potential here in Colorado of me being able to own my own, you know, place and or do mobile dentistry, like there's just so much. And I'm excited for what it might become, but I'm also like, I'd be flat out lying if I wasn't like, I don't want to do conferences anymore. And then I see people at conferences and I'm like, I can't believe I'm not at those conferences. Like, my friends are there. What am I doing? I need to be there. Or that I don't want to like travel and kill myself anymore in different time zones, speaking and doing all those things. But then on the flip side, I see other people doing it and I'm like, oh my God, am I even relevant anymore? I'd be lying if I didn't have all the mixed emotions, but I do think it's for my mental health and being able to focus on bigger projects, like my, you know, goal to have an infection control coordinator in every practice, you know, that I think it's, I have to shift my focus a little bit these days.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then and I want everyone to know, like, we're leaving on happy terms. I think that was one of my biggest concerns when we were talking about this particular
episode. Which is so funny to me.
Well, yeah. I know. I mean, because I think so much in our industry, we've seen the seemingly best friends. And then all of a sudden, when they're no longer business partners, they hate each other. And then, like, you hear all the dirty, you know, rumors and nasty stories. Yeah, then it all comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be very clear to everyone's like, look, I mean, you guys can ask us about it if you want, but like, we're still going to be friends. You know, she's still going to have stuff in my garage, as far as I know.
Yeah, it is.
You know, she's going to be auntie to my kids. You know, like, all that stuff is still true. So, you know, and she's going to be writing articles still. Like, she's still going to be accessible. Just maybe you won't hear her voice nearly as often. So,
and who knows? Maybe in like a year, I'm like, what the hell did I just do? What did I do? That was the biggest mistake of my life. I don't know. In
3 months is when you're going to say that, but whatever.
Yeah. But it is funny that we had to prove to everybody that we were actually friends.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Despite our arguing.
Yeah.
That we weren't married.
Oh, that was
another one. That makes me laugh. That two people who identify as opposite genders can actually be friends and not have any other relationship outside of that. It's been an evolution of, you know, seeing you and your lovely family and how you give to them, and me being the complete opposite of like single, no kids, like don't hold me down. I'm going to sell everything I own, get the hell out of, you know, one house, and just showing people like, oh, these people that are so opposite could actually be friends and hang out.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the reason why this worked is because of you. And I think it's because the listeners probably know, I've alluded to this several times on the podcast, but if you've met me in person, you'll know that like instantly. I'm a weird person. Like I'm hard to kind of get to know. I'm not very trusting. I have like instant opinions of, you know, if I can, you know, be close or let you into the inner circle. And time and time again, you've proven trustworthy and honest, and you've never screwed me over. We've shared bank accounts. I mean, yeah. That's like the ultimate, like for me, if you're going to share the money with me, then that's, you know, that's important. I've never felt like you've tried to slight me in any sort of way. And that is unique in this world, and not even just in dentistry, but in this bigger world. So I think in spite of all of our differences, I think it's because you are who you are is why this worked.
Well, thanks. Thanks. And I mean, I think I started two companies with two people I barely knew. That doesn't usually work out for a lot of people. And it did, and it worked out. But I mean, it's also because you are also trusting. And even though you might have your things that aren't maybe, you know, like you said, hard to trust people and whatever, you let it happen. So, I mean, that says a lot about, I think, having a relationship with somebody that you knew for what? We didn't even meet in person after we started.
Until months after this company. Yeah.
So it's been a ride. It has been a ride. I mean, the fact that we went from me, I won't speak for you, but I can speak that I was like, okay, so a podcast, it's like radio, but on demand. And like we interview people, and then having to have that conversation with people as I was like traveling, and speakers like, well, so where do we do this? I'm like, oh, but it's not like in person. It's and now everybody knows what a podcast is. You know, everybody knows our logo. Like that's just so fun and amazing. And it blows my mind that I was even a part of something like that. But you're right. Like the listeners, the people who've been with us for a while, like, oh, and the people that we know and we've made friends, like I have some amazing humans in my life because of this podcast. And I'm so grateful for that.
Well, are there any messages or any last words? They're going to hear your voice in a couple more weeks, but it's all that's pre-recorded. But any messages you want to talk to our listeners directly? Anything you want to tell them?
I think I'm pretty open with everything that I talk about, like as far as, you know, keep learning, keep challenging the status quo, keep creating a culture around disease prevention and patient safety. Realize how important you are in the healthcare industry. You know, push against, I know not everybody does this. Like, I mean, I think I wake up in the morning, like, who can I challenge? And not everybody lives to be like that. But if we don't challenge, if we don't make waves, if we aren't the squeaky wheel, we won't get the changes. We won't get the changes for our own personal health, our own personal growth, for our patients' health, and for the greater good of societies. And so just keep challenging, keep learning, keep growing. Stay the hell off of Facebook if you can. or at least just read and keep scrolling. I mean, yeah. I say that being somebody that has gotten much better in it. I like to pick and choose my battles, but be careful what you hear or read on social media. It's not always correct. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of us are taught to have value in ourselves just from like in our day-to-day lives, but also in this industry. And I just want you to know that you are important, and you got to see the value in yourself and the value in the care that you are providing. And I think that's it.
What about
therapy?
Everyone should have a therapist.
Yes.
What about if they want to follow your journey?
So I do have other social media accounts, which is probably why I was always so stressed out around social media. And my personal one is The Roaming Dental Hygienist, because, you know, I'm playing with that RDH, Roaming Dental Hygienist. That's where you can see me personally. And then I also have Level Up Infection Prevention that you might be able to see me on, it depending on if I jump on that social side. But definitely The Roaming Dental Hygienist. And you can always email me. My personal email is michrdh05@gmail.com. And it's so funny because I've been told so many times, like, I need a better email address. And I'm like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good. I'm keeping that one. And yeah, just follow me on those two things. Send me an email, or you can go to my website, which is being redesigned. Don't look at it right here in this moment. But it's michellestrangerdh.com. But yeah, I still want to be speaking. I'm just going to be selective. I would much prefer to do webinars and stay in the cities that I'm hanging out in and not have to fly out of them. And I'm still going to write articles. I have a monthly column with RDH. Like, the things that if I told myself as a hygiene student all the things I'm doing right now, like, it would, I could never, could never imagine. So yeah, read the articles, follow me on social, and send me an email if you got any questions.
So for the listeners who are concerned about what's going to happen with this podcast,
it's going to keep going.
Just so you know, it is going to keep going. We've recorded several episodes already. I told Michelle this, and I'll put it out publicly. I don't think that there's going to be a permanent replacement. I just don't think that that's something that I could emotionally handle. I don't think
give it some time. Give it some time.
There's no one like you, Michelle, and there's no one that can replace you. So I will be having some guest co-host, you know, here and there. But, you know, I'll just keep you guys updated along the journey as it goes. But Michelle, your energy, your voice is definitely going to be missed on this podcast for sure.
Thank you. No, and I'm so glad that you're going to keep it going, because I know there's so many people that you still can reach in our industry.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Well, farewell. It's been fun.
We hope you enjoyed this week's tipisode. Be sure to reach out to our guest experts and let them know how helpful their tips were. Follow A Tale of Two Hygienists on Facebook, Instagram, and head over to ataleoftwohygienists.com and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also email us at ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com, and keep listening for more awesome content from your unofficial dental hygiene podcast.